What is up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling World. As always, I'm your host, Austin Boyer. And before we get started tonight, a few quick podcast shout-outs. All right, guys, check out the Cult Film Companion podcast, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, the Fan in the Van podcast, the Crime Divers podcast, the Sense of Shelf podcast, the Two Mexicans, One Mic podcast, The Heel Truth, Your Daily Writing Habit, the I Seen It podcast, the Fandalorians, the Hashing It Out podcast, the Geek Gauntlet podcast, the Smoker's Lounge Premium 6 podcast, the 8750 podcast, the Air Quote Law podcast, the Dirty Heels podcast, the Sons and Shadows cast, Decaying with the Boys, Two Men, No Hope, The Story of My Pet, The Haunted Tales Podcast, The Quad Pro Quo Podcast, Films and Firm Nation Podcast, Block Access 1-on-1, Bold Talk by Joe, The Mr. Gentleman's Podcast, and last but not least, The Chime In Podcast. All these podcasts can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you stream your podcast, so be sure to check them out. All right, guys. If you haven't paid attention to SmackDown yesterday, it has been teased that Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy could possibly be joining together. Now, we don't know if that's for sure. And we still don't know what direction the storyline is going into. It seems there have been a lot of turns, a lot of surprises in this storyline. And, you know, we don't know if Uncle Howdy and Bray are aligned together. We don't know if they're friends. We don't know if they're enemies. We just don't know. Simple, right? But from what I saw on SmackDown yesterday, it seems as if Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy have joined forces together. So what does this mean? You know, could we see Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy in the tag team division? Could we see Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy wreak havoc all through SmackDown? You could also say that maybe Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy might go after Alexa Bliss, being that she hasn't fully transitioned yet. Which would make a lot of sense, because we saw Alexa Bliss lose to Bianca Belair at the Royal Rumble. And we've seen the video of Uncle Howdy, you know, targeting Alexa after the match. And what we also saw at the Royal Rumble was Bray Wyatt fully transition into the darker version of himself, the version that he has been fighting for so long. And to me, this new version of Bray Wyatt is, it seems like a more demonic version of The Fiend, like an updated version. But, you know, but we also saw two characters in that match. But someone also pointed out that the bluish-type version of Bray Wyatt that we saw during the Pitch Black match itself could have possibly been at Uncle Harper. Because as we know, Uncle Howdy, the name Uncle Harper hasn't been mentioned, but we do know that WWE had filed for rights of the name Uncle Harper. So maybe we saw Uncle Harper at the Royal Rumble, and we just don't know it yet. But anyways, back to what I was saying. You know, this is a much updated version of The Fiend, and Bray Wyatt has fully transitioned into a darker version of himself. But Alexa Bliss is not there yet. So Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy could possibly, you know, still be targeting Alexa. And eventually, at some point, I assume that we will see a Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss reunion of some sort. Whether it is to join together as a stable, or to join together and take down Uncle Howdy. Being that it does seem that Uncle Howdy is the puppet master, and that he is in control of both Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt. And now that Bray Wyatt has transitioned into this evil version, it seems that, you know, Uncle Howdy was able to transform Bray Wyatt. Therefore, maybe he has taken control of Bray Wyatt. And maybe he is doing the same with Alexa Bliss. That would make complete sense. Now, it is rumored that Bray Wyatt versus Uncle Howdy will happen at WrestleMania. That hasn't been confirmed, but that could possibly be happening. And if that does happen, you know, I'm all for it, to be honest. I like the fact that they're putting Bray Wyatt in these types of matches. You know, the Pitch Black match was something unique. Much like when we saw the Firefly Funhouse match, that was unique. The House of Horrors match, you know, that was different. So, for WrestleMania, you know, nothing's, like I said, nothing's confirmed. But a Bray Wyatt versus Uncle Howdy match would definitely be something I would say unique. Because a character like Bray Wyatt, we've seen a lot of his matches, you know, there's a lot of twists, a lot of surprises. And you gotta think that a Bray Wyatt versus Uncle Howdy match would be no different. But, you know, but we can't confirm anything yet. Now, I did say earlier that possibly Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy could enter the tag team division. Because when you look at the tag team division, it's kind of stale right now. Yes, you got the Brawling Brutes. You got McIntyre versus Sheamus, which I think is cool. You got the New Day doing whatever the hell they're doing nowadays. The Viking Raiders are on top again. You know, and I can't think of any more tag teams off the top of my head, but adding Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy to the mix of things would definitely bring a lot of, you know, excitement to the tag team division. As to me, I think a lot of the tag team division has been stale, being that the Usos have been carrying both titles. And, you know, you basically, whenever the Usos go into a tag team match, yeah, a lot of their matches are exciting, I will say that, but you know the outcome every time. So having a team like Uncle Howdy and Bray Wyatt will necessarily not be a bad thing. As I'm sure, you know, myself and many of you fans are eager to see Bray Wyatt get some gold around his waist of some sort. Whether it be the Universal Championship, the Tag Team Championship, you know, whatever. I think after all the work this man has put in, I think, you know, being released from WWE, coming back, all this great character work he's been doing, I think he deserves, you know, a championship. I think it's time WWE needs to split those titles up. You know, the Universal Championship, the World Championship, and both the tag team titles. You know, it's gone on to the point to where the Usos have surpassed, you know, the record of holding the championships. That, you know, they've done it for a year, but they also have, you know, the Raw championships too. So it's there's no need for that now. They've broken their record. That, you know, they've done what they needed to do. Now it's time to take them titles off of them. Much like Roman Reigns, who will be facing Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, I guess, for both titles. Which, to me, if I were booking that match itself, I would have it be for maybe the Raw Championship instead of the, you know, the Universal Championship. Because then it just leaves, you know, Cody Rhodes holding both titles. That's not what we need. We don't need one wrestler holding both championships. We don't need this to continue, is what I'm saying. Split those titles up. That way they can build more storylines. But, you know, I'm not booking this, but it's gone on to the point to where if WWE doesn't do something, it's going to get a little bit ridiculous. We see the Bloodline, you know, splitting up, you know, Sami Zayn turn on Roman. And Sami Zayn was a lot of the interest into the Bloodline storyline. So now that Sami Zayn isn't a part of it, I look for people, you know, to kind of get bored with the whole Bloodline stuff. You know, once Sami Zayn does his business and he's no longer in the storyline, I think the Bloodline will kind of just, you know, become stale. People will get tired, you know, watching the Bloodline. You heard them this past Friday night. They're saying, we want change. They chanted that during the Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn segment. They chanted, we want change, over and over. And if WWE does not split the tag team titles up or the main championships up, then a lot of people are going to start turning their backs. And yes, even if Cody wins, like I said, it's still a problem because he'll be holding both titles. That's not what they need right now. Not saying Cody Rhodes don't deserve it, because he definitely deserves to be a world champion after everything the guy been through with his surgery and everything. And you got to respect Cody. But I just feel WWE will be making a big mistake if they continue this trend. But, you know, like I said, as far as, you know, Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy go, I do enjoy this storyline. I do enjoy the Pitch Black match. I thought it was unique. And like I said, when I reviewed the Royal Rumble event, I did say I thought the match could have went on a little bit longer than it should, being that it was Bray Wyatt's return match. But I do like the, you know, the glow in the dark type of match, the neon lights. It introduced us to two new characters of Bray Wyatt, one we haven't seen before, and the other one being a much more demonic version of the Fiend, in my opinion. We still don't know the identity of Uncle Howdy. I hope by WrestleMania, maybe we'll find something out. It doesn't seem like they're in a hurry to reveal the identity of Uncle Howdy, which, you know, would make sense to hold off a big reveal until Mania, maybe. But Uncle Howdy could be anybody at this point. If I want to say Bo Dallas so bad, guys, and I want to say Uncle Howdy is Bo Dallas so bad. But when I look at him, I see Vincent. You know, I see Ring of Honor's Vincent. And, you know, I'm so torn between who Uncle Howdy is and if they'll ever reveal him. And if they don't, that's fine. But at some point, I think they're going to have to. But we'll see. But my theory is I do believe Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy are joining forces, maybe to corrupt Alexa Bliss. But what are you guys' thoughts? Do you think Alexa and Bray will join forces to take down Howdy? Or do you think we'll see one giant stable? And then we could possibly maybe even get the Wyatt Six that have been rumored. I don't know. Let me know your guys' thoughts on Twitter. Follow me at AustinBoyer25. My Twitter handle is BrayWyattFan24. Also, you guys can subscribe to my podcast now for only 99 cents a month. I will be posting the link in the description below. So be sure to check that out. If you guys subscribe, that will mean so much to me. And that shows, you know, so much support to me. And I appreciate you guys. You guys are great. I appreciate every one of you for listening to my podcast each week. That means a lot. I like to thank my sponsors, State Farm and W Energy, for sponsoring me. You guys are great. I appreciate everything you have done so far. But have a nice day, guys. I will see you guys next Friday. And have a nice day. Good night.